everyone, this is Kimberly.
And this is Katie.
And you're listening to A Date with Dateline. I did it right.
Press on.
Okay.
You did it.
So this episode is called Devil in Professionals. This episode is called Devil in Disguise. It's a repeat, but it's Cray. See.
Is it?
Oh my God. Is this another Sheila Davalou?
It's not. But what level of Cray are you considering this episode?
I think it's just a step below Sheila Davalou, who you were also unimpressed with. I'm mad now.
I'm going to be quiet.
I'm heated. I'm royally ticked.
Don't be royally ticked. I didn't know when we were watching it. I was like, because there's usually a point when I'm like, that's why she picked this episode. That's why. This one, I wasn't sure until the very end. And then I was like, oh. So we'll see.
Well, you know what? I did my best.
You did. You did your best. And you know what? Your best is so much better than my best. So you did great.
Tried to pick a good episode.
Oh, I wanted to pick that one the other week that I was like, oh, we should do this. And you're like, we're not detectives. And I was like, yeah, you're right.
It was the saddest episode ever. And you were it's fascinating. And I was like, we don't do that kind of show, though.
Yeah, we don't do that here, Katie. You had to check me. I was checked.
Yeah.
In that moment. But I really wanted to do it because I wanted to detective it.
Yeah, we're not good at that.
Yeah, we're not. And
we
no
couldn't
one
even
would
figure
like
out
it.
Where Whidbey Island was. Except I totally knew, and I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
So this is season 23, episode 58, June 12th, 2015, hosted by Josh Mankey. We are going back in time to the year 2000. Back in time, where we got our DVDs in the mail from Netflix. Ooh. And every girl was talking about which Sex and the City character they were. And we were all just happy that our flip phones worked after Y2K. I was really scared of Y2K, I have to say.
You were not.
No, I was really scared that something was going to happen. The computers, more like a bomb or something.
Oh, I was really scared of being pigeonholed into a Sex and the City character.
Well, that's frightening as well.
Fears, because yeah. I knew which one I would be. I'm not going to say it on air, but I know.
Now I'm thinking I know too. But I don't want to say it. I'm not going to say it.
Were you thinking Mr. Big?
No.
I was thinking Mr. Big.
You know, could do worse. I think he was the hotshot guy. I didn't watch it. But
you know the only thing I've ever seen of Sex and... I've seen the Sex and the City movie. I think I saw it on a plane.
Oh,
I saw it on a plane.
Why would you choose to watch that if you'd not seen the show? That doesn't make any sense.
I think I wanted to understand. I wanted to know what it was about. And so I watched it, and the only thing I remember from that movie is the closet. She gets the closet that lights up when you open the doors. I think about that closet sometimes.
I think about the terrible, terrible puns on that show, and that's why I couldn't watch.
Oh, I'd probably like it.
No, Lawrence, I don't think of I my labia.
Oh, barf. Well, that's upsetting. I don't want sexual puns. Sexual puns are a whole nother ball game that I do on accident sometimes, but...
Not on purpose.
Wow.
That was on purpose.
I'm going to get you a t-shirt that says, I'm a Samantha. And I want you to just, it'd be funny.
I will never wear it. No.
Oh, darn
it. I'd rather die. Okay, so we're in California for this case. And Mank starts the episode by saying, sometimes evil puts on a mask and comes to life's party as its opposite.
Oh, life is a party.
Life's party, like the party of life. Evil... There's lots to unpack here. Evil puts on a mask and comes as its opposite. So
sweetness. It comes as a packet of NutraSweet.
Okay. That makes sense.
I figured it out.
The opposite of evil is sugar.
But like souped up sugar. Because you know how NutraSweet is way sweeter than actual sugar? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's aspartame. The opposite of evil is aspartame. We've nailed
Trademark.
It.
Trademark. We did it.
So Frank Rodriguez is a very nice man. He found God after having some problems in his life. I think he got divorced. I can't remember what happened, actually. But he found God. So mark it off your bingo cards. And he worked at a military academy called Angel Gate Academy, where city kids who were going off the wrong path would learn discipline like they were in the military.
The ranch. Dr. Phil's ranch.
Yes.
Cash me outside. Bad baby.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Bad Baby needed to go to Angel Gate.
Wait, does she call herself Bad Baby?
I think that's like her YouTube channel. She is a bazillionaire, but she will have more money than you and I will ever have from being a bad baby.
That's depressing.
And not letting the ranch do its good work on her.
Did she go to the ranch?
Yeah, she went to the ranch. And she didn't, she like changed for like a day and was like, I'm sorry, Mom. Sorry, I can't even do her voice. I don't know why she talks like that. I don't know what voice she's doing. I don't understand it. I think she thinks she's doing a certain voice.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah. She's not. She's absolutely not doing that. But anyways, no, she's... I wonder if Bad Baby listens to our podcast. Hey,
I don't
girl.
Know enough about her. I don't think she's listening.
What's her name, Danielle?
She's too rich. She's like smoking coke and getting gold-plated front teeth.
Smoking coke.
Crack.
Wow. Smoking coke.
Is it impossible to smoke coke?
That's funny. The kids these days, but they're smoking the coke.
I don't know what they do.
So that's what that sounds like a little bit. Get off my lawn, you coke smokers. Well, that's honestly what I thought was like Pepsi, like coke, smoke flavored.
Oh, ew.
Smoky coke.
They do have the lemon flavor and the
orange
flavor. So what if they did like a hickory smoked flavor?
That's what I say. Bacon. Yeah. Hickory smoked coke.
Wow.
Now we're coming up with all the ideas
trademark.
In this episode. Yeah. We need to just, yeah, call business. Let them
we're
know.
We're going to be as rich as Bad Baby soon.
We're here. Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh, speaking of the ranch or whatever it's called.
The ranch.
My Uber driver, my car got towed last week.
Oh.
So if anyone wants to become a Patreon. Now it's like the best time to possibly do that.
That's a terrible plug. That is shameless.
Just begging.
Let's call Bad Baby.
Do you think she'd sponsor us?
I don't know. Maybe she wants to do a partnership. She's got a makeup thing. I'll come on and talk about her makeup. I have no makeup presence on the internet whatsoever, but I will come on and talk about her makeup line.
That would be funny, you and Bad Baby talking about makeup.
I don't think I'd understand her. I think I'd look like a dope. I'd look like
a
big dummy.
She's a lot of slang.
Yeah, I think she would use things like, I stan this, and she would like go so fast with it that I wouldn't be able to keep up, and I'd be like, wait a minute, stan.
But you've learned stan, you know stan, you know shipping.
I know about stan, and I know about cancel culture. Canceled, James Charles,
okay. Yes.
May or may
canceled.
Not be canceled.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it
this.
Becomes a party on Twitter. They say, like, Kimberly's canceled party.
Yeah, that's drama channels.
But my Uber driver... Yeah. I had to take like 7 Ubers that day. One of them went to Scared Straight when he was younger, and it really straightened him out and put him on the right path. Why we were talking about that, I don't know.
That was my next question.
He brought
Do you feel
it up.
Safe? No, that's weird. Don't bring that up to your pet. You're not going to get 4 stars. How many stars do you get in Uber? 4 or 5?
I don't know, but I gave him the top. He was very friendly. He did say it worked for him and his friends, but 2 of the friends, it didn't work for. The odds seem to be about 50-50. They went on a bad path after. It was a group of like 5 of them.
Prison?
He seemed more like he was just mouthing off to his mom. But I think he could have been maybe stealing cans from homeless people. I don't know. Something.
Stealing coke smoke flavor.
Smoking. Yeah. But yeah. I don't know. But he said it really worked for him. Again, I don't know why we were talking about that. But
you're very friendly.
I'm not. I really am not.
No, but people
I like
want
to just
open
look
up.
At my phone and don't talk.
Yeah, but you seem like a person that would talk. Like, you don't get in the car. You need to, like, come up with a persona where you get in the car with a scarf wrapped around your head like Grace Kelly with huge sunglasses and, like, develop an accent
that's
indistinguishable. Driver.
What if I just pretend I, like, am French and I don't speak English? If anyone wants to watch a super offensive Seinfeld where Elaine pretends to be deaf so she doesn't have to talk to the driver.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's terrible, but they all get their comeuppance. It's pretty good.
Oh, good.
So, Angel Gate.
Not to be confused with.
Heaven's Gate.
Yeah.
I don't think anything good happens at a place with gate in the name. Anything with heaven or angels or gods.
Well, it's an honors school system. Gate students.
Yeah, but that doesn't have angels or gods or spirits or anything like that. I just think you're asking for trouble. I mean, Heaven's Gate, nothing good happened there. The UFO did not come. They spent all of their money on those brand new Nike sneakers for nothing. They didn't even get to wear them.
Why did it have to be Nikes?
I don't know. Just do it. Just kill yourself so the UFO can take you.
Stop that.
I don't
know. They believed. They were believers.
I know.
Not to be confused with believers.
They believed in something, too. It's just... What's worse, being a believer or believing in Heaven's Gate?
These are deep questions you're asking. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have the answer this afternoon.
So Frank meets another Christian lady who works at Angel Gate. Her name is Angelina. And they meet and marry in 2 months. She already has a daughter. He loves raising the daughter. He was so happy to be a family man. He moves on from Angel Gate and gets another job teaching. Everything is going great. Then one day he agrees to chaperone a bunch of new recruits going to Angel Gate.
We should say where Angel Gate is. It's in San Luis Obispo, which is the most beautiful place on earth.
It's really, really pretty.
Yeah, it's in the central coast of California. And it also makes me think that Angel Gate works. If it's in a place like San Luis, the attitude's good there, you know. It's slow. It's slow town, they call it.
Yeah, my parents' friends retired there.
Best. And Madonna Inn is there.
What is that?
That's that hotel that I told you about for years. The ones with all the rooms of the different theme. It's like waterfall room, safari room. They're crazily done. All the rooms are different themes. It's bananas. And then the lobby is insane. It looks like Elvis's palace. It's nuts.
We should go there. Can't afford it. My car got towed. please subscribe now.
A number scrolls across the bottom of the screen. www.daviddayline.com/Patreon.
Okay. So Frank sees his friend at Angel Gate, Chad. Now, Chad, no one has ever looked less like a Chad than this Chad.
I didn't honestly know his name was Chad.
His name is Chad.
Because I wrote down Sergeant Holloway, which is exactly what he looks like, a Sergeant Holloway.
Yeah, he's very bald and maybe 60s and 60?
60.
60. Late 50s.
5'8 to 6'0.
His face is bright red half the time whenever Mank asks him a question.
He's a fair-skinned gentleman.
Yeah. He's also awkward AF, but we'll discuss that in a little bit. I don't know if you saw it.
I did not see it.
Yeah. So he also might be in prison because he's wearing like a collared shirt and the background looks like it could be a prison. It's very dark and noir.
It is?
Yeah.
Is Chad why you picked this episode?
No.
Okay.
So Chad said that Frank looked terrible when he saw him. And a few days later, Angelina finds Frank dead in their home. He was only 41. Angelina right away thinks something isn't right. She's calling Frank's sisters and saying, I think he was murdered. More specifically, I think he was poisoned. She thinks it's poison. The homicide detective comes on the case, even though there's no proof of a homicide yet, because they haven't gotten the autopsy back. This is when I got a little confused because I don't want to say that all older white men look the same, but we have the friend Chad, who is an older white man, completely bald, might be in prison, face really red, and he's wearing a blue polo shirt. Then we have Angelina's first husband, the father of her daughter, or one of her husbands, the father of her daughter.
Right.
And he is wearing like the exact same blue polo shirt, except without the polo guy. So like a knockoff brand, some other kind of collared shirt, but it's the same color blue. And then we have the detective who's also bald, but thank God he has facial hair and he's wearing a plaid shirt.
And none of them are brunette like Frank. They're all sort of lighter brown, blondie-ish hair or bald.
Yeah.
They look the same.
You were not wrong.
I stopped writing stuff down.
When the husband came back at the end, I was like, who is that guy? Is that still Chad?
No, that's a different husband.
That's different. No, I think that was the same husband.
I feel like that might have... Did we mention that Angelina was married 4 times?
We haven't gotten there yet.
Okay, well, let's just put that out there now.
Yeah, she's been married 4 times. much like her counterpart on Jersey Shore, she is the Staten Island Ferry. Everyone gets a ride.
Who said that to her? Who said that?
Probably the situation or Pauly D.
What's
they
her
also called her the Staten Island Dump.
Who's that? That's horrible. That's cruel. That's cruel words.
A dirty little hamster.
All of those are really mean insults.
So Angelina meets with the police, and she said after he was on that trip on the bus with the cadets, he was throwing up like he had the stomach flu. It got worse, and she took him to the ER, and they sent him home to rest, and then he died. And she says she knows something's wrong. She had warned him not to go on that trip to Angel Gate. She thought he was too trusting, and there's something really shady, dark going on there. And when they both worked there, she said they got involved in something. They are both very strong Christians, as she tells the police, and they would pray over what they knew about the program. Also, they were very prophetic.
Come on.
So
she can see the future?
She saw that he was going to die, I guess. I don't know. And so they prayed over the fact that they knew that someone at the Angel Gate Academy was being inappropriate with the children. Because it has gate in the title. I've just decided it's wrong. And she reported this man. This man then threatened to kill anyone who jeopardized his job. And then he even looked at Frank, this man did, and did the gun thing where you point your fingers into a gun and then you go, pow, pew, pew, pew. No, that's like a pew,
pew. There we go.
Was that it?
Oh my gosh.
Did I do it?
You did it. You did a sound effect.
Oh my God. I'm so relieved because hers was so much better than mine. Like Angelina totally upped me. Oh,
well,
I
you're
feel
going
so much better.
Pew, pew.
Pew, pew. I just winked at you.
That's gross.
I know. It's really weird.
Don't ever do that again.
And every time I wink, it's like Lucy.
Why did you do that?
I don't know.
Why did you wink at me?
I don't know. It's
Are you weird. Trying to get me to do something?
No, I don't know what I was doing.
Oh.
Are you blind now? Oh, God.
I can't believe you. I'm writing it down. Winked at me. Oh.
It was weird. Sorry. I had something in my eye. It wasn't intentional. So anyways, let's get back to basics. Pew, pew. That's how I...
Yeah!
Yeah?
Oh, I'm excited. Don't wink at me. I'm excited, though. That was strange.
But isn't it, like, really... It's like something gangsters do in movies or, like... Bag of Wieners teenagers do that finger gun thing.
Yeah, double guns.
Now, Angelina says that when Frank got home, he said it was really nice. Everyone was so excited to see him. And someone even gave him cookies and Gatorade as a snack. So she immediately thinks, well, he was poisoned with the stuff while he was at Angel Gate. She says, my instincts are always right. And I'm very prophetic. And... my instincts are that Frank was poisoned by Sergeant Chad Holloway, who might be in prison and has a very red face and is a little awkward.
Hmm.
So he is Frank's good friend, bald man number one. And then they cut to him as they're going to commercial. Now, Dateline did him no services here. They want him to seem as dark as possible, like it's him. And so they go to commercial and they hold on him for like 5 seconds, way too long. And he's just blinking into space, just blinking like he maybe has bodies in his trunk. You don't know.
I didn't see it.
Yeah. They edited that brilliantly.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I missed it.
So the police go to Angel's Gate to check out Chad to see if he was being inappropriate with the kids. Now we meet another guy briefly who works at Angel Gate. For 2 seconds, we meet him.
Right.
No point of him being there.
No.
He says that Chad was very upset about Angelina charging him with being inappropriate with the kids. Obviously. Like, I don't think we needed this other older white man to tell us that. At least he had hair, so we could tell them apart. He was angry.
I don't even remember him. I remember nothing.
He has, like, a shock of white, white hair. It's very silky.
Silver fox?
No, it's silky. It's hard to describe. Like a little boy's hair, but it's white.
Oh, strange. Okay. I have no memory of him. All right.
He is the definition of an extraneous interview that is not needed.
Got it.
But Chad was angry, and Mank says, angry enough to kill? We'll find out. Now, the detective finds out that the charges against Chad were investigated and thoroughly dismissed. So he's not a molester. He's just a little awkward. He says to Mank that those charges were scarier than being a Desert Storm.
Did he say that Angelina had done those charges when they were investigated a while ago, whenever that was?
Yeah.
Was it Angelina who had actually...
I don't know if she was the... I think she was the original person. Yeah, I do. I do. I don't think they're very specific on if they were the only people saying that, if her and Frank were, but she... I think that she was the one, because Chad is the one that says it was Angelina, basically, that accused me of all this stuff.
I see. Okay.
So Chad is a little awkward, again, because Mank pushes him and says, well, maybe false charges are enough to make some people kill. And again, poor Chad pauses way too long. Way too long. Like when they ask Grizz, did you get a Harley from him?
Oh, and he just stares.
It's like 27 seconds. And then he goes, I got a Harley. It's like that. And then Chad says, well, for some people, I guess it would be enough to kill. There has to be a less awkward way to talk to Josh Mankiewicz on national television about being accused of being a child molester. I don't know what it is, but Chad hasn't found it. Hmm. I'm going to start a class.
Yeah, blinking for Dateline interviews. And just teaches you to blink, remember to breathe.
It's like those ads for the commercials for lawyers. Like, are you going to appear on Dateline and you blink either far too much or not enough at all?
Yeah.
Call Kimberly. She'll help you answer questions promptly. Know what to do if Dennis Murphy holds up an Uma Thurman head in your face. What to do when your host just starts leaning on things.
If Andrea starts asking hard-hitting questions and is staring you down with her crystal blue eyes, will you be able to hold up under the pressure? With our course, you will.
My associate, Katie, will help you with your makeup and fashion choices. She will pat you down in between interviews with powder because remember, a red blotchy face equals a red blotchy conscience.
Remember, no t-shirts with words, and there's a big no sign.
And then in parentheses on the bottom of the screen, it would say asterisk, balls to the wall, etc. No backwards baseball caps.
Sweat stains are a sure sign.
That you're guilty.
Of a guilty mind.
Yeah. We'll teach you how to smile, but not smile so much that you think it's funny that your husband's dead. There's a sweet spot of smiling, and we'll help you find it. For just $59.99 an hour.
$59.99 for the first 15 minutes.
Yeah. This is how I'm going to get out of debt. This is it. Mm-hmm. I know we it's can perfect. Make money on this. Yes.
It's perfect. Course number one, the three B's. Blinking, breathing, being a human. It's perfect. We did it. Going to be so
because
good.
Because you know if you're not human enough, Mank will throw in like in a voiceover. He'll be like, slightly robotic way of being.
He will. I think they all would. I think all four of them would do that.
Yes, they'll call you out on it.
They'll call
How
you
to
out.
Look natural in your B-roll. Walk without moving your hands like your lurch. Sip your coffee in your Folgers moment. Looking innocent, but also concerned.
Not too much movement, not too much movement. Remember, the camera picks up everything. This is going to be really good.
This is so good. Okay, I'm in.
All right, it's good.
Now, so Chad says he wasn't working at the office that day. He didn't give Frank any cookies or Gatorade. And then in the B-roll, they keep showing this sad little plate of cookies that, like, if anyone offered me, I would just be so depressed. It's a paper plate with those, like... You know, Keebler fudge striped cookies set out on a plate.
Right.
They're
those
okay,
right.
But not like on a plate. Like Girl Scout cookies, yes. But a little plate. Like who puts. You keep them in the package. Like you're trying to display them on a plate. Like they're fancy.
It is a little bit like putting Chips Ahoy on a plate. Don't put Chips Ahoy on a plate.
No, it's weird.
Could you put Oreos on a plate? Oreos on a plate. Yeah, Oreos on a plate, but not Chips Ahoy and not Famous Amos.
Those are the rules. Sorry.
Sorry, that's how that goes.
We don't make the rules, except we totally do.
Except.
And then they keep showing B-roll of the Gatorade, which is glowing like there's a light bulb in it. It is bubbling like it's a witch's cauldron. Here's a pro tip, a life hack. If your Gatorade is bubbling and or fizzing, don't drink it.
Gatorade smoke. That's terrible.
Don't. So the detective starts looking at Chad, but they're also looking at Angelina. This is when we find out that Frank was Angelina's fourth husband and not her first choice for fourth. Aww. She liked this other guy in Angel Gate who was a cowboy type. So the next day, she shows up with a cowboy hat in her car and a bumper sticker that says, "Cowboy up." Ugh. Now, the cowboy guy turns her down, and she turns to Frank, who is a religious man. So guess what? The next day, she has a Bible in her back window of her car and a bumper sticker that says, "I love Jesus."
Poser.
So I'm picturing... in her house, she has one room that's just drawers, and each one has a different item of interest or a hobby, and then a corresponding bumper sticker. Okay? So, like, if she finds a guy that likes Paris, she pulls out the beret and a bumper sticker that says, "I heart Paris," and she starts carrying around a baguette, like Parisian Barbie. These that are, like, amazing. The Barbie kits. Like, cowgirl Barbie would come with these items. That's what she gets. Unless she's buying them each separately for each guy, but that doesn't seem as cost effective. It seems better to have them all built in shelves, in, like, pullouts, drawers.
Like a the Alex shelves, I think, are what they are from IKEA. It's what every beauty guru makeup person like the on little YouTube drawers? Has. They're white. And they're, like, a substantial amount. So, like, one drawer is for blush, one drawer is for... These are people with huge amounts. But she has a label maker, and it says, like, goth.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Cowboy. Green. Like, recycle person.
Yes.
Like, she's a planet person.
Drag queen. Whatever it is, she finds... and
furry.
It's
perfect.
And she has the bumper sticker and the one item that encapsulates that personality type.
Pokemon. It'd be really good.
So after Angelina and Frank marry, Frank distanced himself from the family, and he told his sister that he couldn't talk on the phone because Angelina was monitoring their calls, which is a totally normal thing for newlyweds to do.
Man, that's bad.
Yeah. After Frank died, Angelina threw out his, like, shoes and some of his clothes and his uniforms and his medals from Army. These are my awards, Mother, from Army.
The seal is for marksmanship.
And the what's for sand racing?
And the gorilla is for sand racing.
Army had a half a day.
Army had a half day.
Please watch Arrested Development seasons
it's
1 through 3.
So good.
Just watch it.
These
do
are my
yourself
awards,
a favor.
From Army.
It's so good.
And they're stuffed animals.
Also his uniform when he does the magic trick.
So good.
Okay, anyways. Wait a minute. She threw out his dress shoes. I remember they said
that.
Yeah,
his dress shoes from, like, when he was
from
in the
military.
Service.
Yeah.
And
why?
I know. He has sisters. He has relatives who would treasure that stuff. It's so
and
disturbing.
And also, even if you're not giving it to relatives, why aren't you donating these items? Mm-hmm. These are, like, important It's weird, and it's the medals got me, because the medals you just keep in a box, right?
Yeah,
the medals
it's not
are
that
special.
Hard. They don't take up a lot of space.
No.
And they mean something, like a lot of... That's spitting on his service.
Really
I don't,
is.
Like, that's... It's gross. Then there are the life insurance issues. Guess when Angelina called? When is an appropriate time, if your husband dies, to call the life insurance company to put in the claim?
Wait till they call you? Yeah. After the funeral?
After? She called the same day that he died. Same day as the funeral. Same day that he died.
8 hours.
Yeah.
Right before the offices closed? She got that call in before 4:30.
No, I think the coroner was still there. They're hitching up the body. She's like, "Okay, can you not go on my flowers? Please don't trounce on my flowers, coroner. Yeah, I'll sign the paperwork. Hello, I'd like to place a claim.
Can you fax it to me? Yeah.
Seriously.
Also, her voice is... we get to hear a lot of her. We get a lot of police interview with her. She's not very, like... sympathetic at all.
No, she sounds like this is just a normal day.
Yeah, everything's unimpressive.
Yeah. The detective starts listening to Angelina's calls, and she's calling the detective a ton to find out when she can get the coroner's report because she wants Bebe to have my money. So the detectives think that Angelina might be telling the truth, that Frank was poisoned, but that it was her that poisoned him.
Mm-hmm.
But then why is she bringing it up? Like, she's the one who put poison out there as a possibility. Does she think they're going to find it anyways, so she'll look really innocent because she's the one who brought it up?
Oh, I think she might be straight dumb.
Yeah.
No, I can't because it's the dumb. I'm like, why?
You're so dumb. You are really dumb.
I really don't get it. I'm not sure why she brings it up at all. It makes no sense to... She must assume they're going to find it.
She must assume they're going to find it. Because otherwise, you would just hope they don't find it. Don't mention it.
But why don't you just say, I feel like this is foul play? You don't have to say what
poison.
The thing
yeah,
is.
Yeah, exactly. Although he was throwing up a lot. So,
but she's not a good enough actress to be like, do you think this is poison?
I think she thinks she's a good enough actress to do that.
Oh, I really hate cocky criminals. All right.
So Frank's sister said that Angelina once told her, oh, there's lots of ways you can poison somebody. There's a flower that grows out here called an oleander, and it's super toxic. You can make a tea out of it or a soup. And then she points out the flower to the sister-in-law. And then the cops find that flower, the oleander, in Frank and Angelina's backyard. Why is she telling people?
So don't I'm glad we get these interviews with the
tell
sisters.
People.
No, she's
just for
not.
That, it was worth it for the sisters. Just for that.
No, I think the sisters were worth it. Although the sisters didn't seem as mad as they should be at Angelina.
Yeah.
Maybe they're very subdued.
Yeah.
I feel like I would be a lot more like Chad, getting red and getting upset. But did you catch what the sister, where they were when they had the conversation about the poison?
No.
She said they were in a limo driving. So that means that they had the poison conversation literally on the way to the wedding. That's when the poison conversation, that's the only time you'd be in a limo. Why would you, where else? They're just going to dinner?
The funeral.
No, that's a hearse. You're not in a limo. No
yes.
one's in a limo.
Yes, they are. They sometimes are. I was just watching Big Little Lies last night, and there's a funeral, and there's limos at it.
Do you think this family had limos?
Maybe because they have military. Someone sprung for it.
Maybe, but I
Why
think...
Why would the sister and Angelina be riding in the limo together? Does the sister
wedding?
Ride with the sister-in-law?
Yes, absolutely. It's the family. Absolutely.
Be like, I need my own limo. I'm the bride. I don't want to be with these sister-in-laws that I don't even know because I just met my husband 2 months ago.
Oh my goodness. This is why you would be on Bridezilla. I want my own limo. I'm the bride.
I'll
that
just drive
sentence?
Myself.
Okay, cool. In your dress.
They
you
can
do
have
that.
A limo. I'm just going to drive myself.
But
I don't even want
not,
a wedding, guys.
This isn't about you. This is about Angelina being a dum-dum.
Don't you think Angelina would want her own
no.
limo?
No, I don't think I don't know. I think Angelina's just like, let's get this wedding over with so that I can hurry up and kill him already. Because I need this money. B better have my money.
What if there was some other reason they were in a limo? Like they were going to prom. Maybe there was an Angel Gate prom.
Why are you fighting with me over this? I feel
I just,
like I'm right.
I think it's more likely that she was talking about the poison after he had been murdered.
No, I think it's definitely before. I think she just brought it up in a casual way. That's how the sister made it sound. It's like, that flower out there, blah, blah, blah.
It's
because
totally
they're all
poisonous.
Over the freeway.
Mm-hmm. But then you get to the wedding and then they say, does anyone have any objections? The sister should
the sister.
Stand up
yeah. this
and
is
go,
on her.
Excuse me, we had a conversation in the ride over here in the limo. I'd like to address it to the group, please.
I think maybe Dateline cut that out.
She stood up?
No, I think Dateline cut out that she said, I wish that I had thought more about it at the time and said, Frank, check yourself.
Yeah.
You just met this woman. She just talked about poison in the limo on the way to the wedding. Do we need to do a rethink here?
Yeah.
Don't marry her. What's that from? Don't marry him. You're not going to marry him. Don't marry him.
It sounds like an 80s
Yeah, what
John
is
Hughes
it?
Movie.
Oh, it's going to drive me nuts. Don't marry him. Keep going.
Four Weddings and a Funeral?
No, it's not a movie. It's a show. And I'm just not thinking of
Grey's
it.
Grey's Anatomy? No, you don't watch it.
It's not The Office. I'm thinking of The British Office. Sorry. Tim never says that to Dawn, right?
No.
Go ahead. It'll come to me in the middle of a very inappropriate moment, and I'll have to wait.
Okay. I can't wait. So it's just going to make this show even better.
The suspense.
Yeah.
I'm building a moment.
Angelina points out these toxic, deadly flowers to the sister, and now is saying that Frank was poisoned. Speaking of things that are toxic and flowers, Clovises are delicate flowers, and we don't want to put toxic things in or near them. That goes for toxic men and toxic tampons.
There we go.
Do you know what's happening right now? I'm talking Lola.
I know it.
Major brands use a mix of synthetic ingredients in their products, including rayon and polyester, that can be treated with harsh chemicals, cleansing agents, fragrances, dyes, oleander. Lola products are 100% organic cotton with no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes. Lola is a subscription that you can customize every month. You can choose what products you want. They have liners, they have pads, they have wipes, they have tampons. You can choose your products, your absorbency, how often you want to get the package. You can skip it at any time. For every purchase, they donate feminine care products to homeless shelters across the U.S.
Amazing.
I love how convenient the period shipping is. I call it my period shipping. I don't have to go to CVS at midnight for emergency tampons anymore with the hole in my pajama butt, the pimple on my chin. I'm crying because I just out of nowhere thought of Rose and Bernard from Lost. And the guy at the counter is so nice and so uncomfortable. So this subscription box from Lola is saving him from a whole lot of pain.
But Lola really does make your period much less of a pain.
So good. So for 40% off your first month subscription, visit mylola.com and enter DateDateLine when you subscribe. That's 40% off your first month subscription, visiting mylola.com and entering DateDateLine when you subscribe. Her name was Lola. She had her period. She was angry and upset. She wanted to poison her husband with oleander, but she decided to get a period box. And now she's happy and free because the joke is not on me.
Yeah.
Pads and tampons were always in fashion when you use Lola.
Get yours today. Did it.
Love it.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watching on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
So the detective keeps talking to Angelina, but they let her think that they are looking at Chad.
Mm-hmm.
Very sneaky. They're asking her, well, what do you think Chad could have used to poison Frank? And mm-hmm. she is so chatty Cathy and helpful. And she's like, well, it could be the flowers. And then she pretends that she doesn't remember the name of the flowers.
Man.
She's like, oh, darn it. What are they called? They're azaleas, I think. They're not azaleas. They are not Iggy Azalea. You know they're oleanders. You know what they are, Angelina. So the detective, they're like talking every day, basically. Like, you hang up first. No, you. They're best friends. One day she calls and says, I just got a call from a block number, and a mystery caller told me that Chad was bragging about how he could get away with it. And then she says, you need to look into antifreeze. So now she's bringing up a second poison.
She's just so not smooth.
No. Then she had made a big deal about talking about when she got this mystery call, going on and on about what time it was, adding way too much detail to the story. And So the cop looks at her phone records. There's no call at that time. Obviously. She's lying. The detective is sure that it's her, and the more that she keeps pushing that it's Chad, the more she keeps revealing that it's herself. They go to Chad, and they say, we know you hate this woman. She tried to have you arrested for child molestation, but why don't you help us get her? And Mank finds this so delightful, and he is grinning mischievously, and he says, so you say to them, I'm in. And it's so good. And then Chad tries his hardest to be as charming as Mank, and he's like, I said I'm in, but it's not as charming, because no one's as charming as Mank. Now, they finally get the coroner's report, and guess what he was killed with? Oleander and antifreeze. I think.
Oh my gosh.
Mostly antifreeze, but with a touch of oleander as like a poison garnish. That is the entree of antifreeze.
An edible arrangement.
The detective continues to make friends with Angelina until he has enough proof. He feels like he needs more. He goes to her house and she offers him coffee, and he's like, nope. I want to live.
Yeah, so, that's amazing. No, they're like, you. He said him and his partner are like kicking each other under the table.
Yeah. The detective asks Chad to call Angelina, and they're going to listen to the phone call. He thinks Chad can get something out of her. Chad is already super awkward and uncomfortable, and this conversation is so awkward and uncomfortable. Angelina picks up the phone, hello? And Chad goes, Angelina. And Angelina says, yes. Oh, boy. And Chad says, why did you tell the police that I poisoned Frank with antifreeze? And Angelina says, who is this? Like, there's a huge list of people that she told the police killed Frank with antifreeze. She's like, new phone. Which person is this that I told the police killed Frank with antifreeze? Wow. And then Chad never says who he is and keeps going. And then Angelina goes, how did you get my number?
Oh my gosh. Then, the phone tree from Angel Gate. Why does it matter?
It says it. So then Chad says, this can ruin my life. And Angelina is like, you know what? I'm going to end this conversation now. It's so polite. And Chad says, okay, Angelina. And they hang up. It is like couples that are breaking up should study this, of how to be polite when you're discussing the most heinous crimes possible.
Yeah, it's not. Wow.
But being so fake polite about it, it's brilliant. So the second she hangs up, she calls the detective, and she relays the call slightly differently than it actually happened.
Slightly.
She says that he threatened her and bragged that they're never going to be able to catch him anyway, which is basically a confession. And she says that he said, you're going to need to watch your back, which is like such an 80s villain type movie thing to say. I don't know if people really talk like that. I don't know what movie she just watched, but she's studying it and she's relaying.
She's just that dumb. She can't think of anything but like the biggest cliches. Yeah.
He pointed at me with finger guns and he said, you need to watch your back.
Watch your back, sissy. Like, I don't know. Missy?
Yeah.
All right. I got it.
What?
I know what it is.
What is it?
The reason that I couldn't think of it is that it's not. I was like, it's a man saying it.
You were Googling it this whole time, weren't you?
No, I was, but I didn't find it on Google. I couldn't. It was the voice that got me, because I was like, it's a deaf person saying it. Don't marry her. You can't marry her. It's the Family Stone. That's what it is. Okay. He said, don't marry her.
How many times have you seen the Family Stone?
I love it, and it makes me cry. Have you seen that movie?
I saw it once.
It is good. But it'll destroy you if you love your mom. But also, I feel like my mom looks a little bit like Diane Keaton, and Diane Keaton's the mom, so it's always really hard for me to watch it, but I love it.
I gotta watch it again. I don't remember it.
Yeah.
People were just dying to hear what it was, and now
nobody
they know.
Cared.
Well, nobody cared. At least we realized that no one cared. Now, Angelina pretends that she's... Don't wink at me now. That's weird. It's okay when I do it, but that's just disturbing.
I'm in more light than you, too, so it's worse. You're kind of in the dark. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so they find a friend of Angelina named Palmera. I don't know if that's her real name. I would hide my real name if I was friends with Angelina.
I would too. That might be her middle name.
The friend tells the cops that Angelina cheated on Frank right after the wedding.
Ugh.
Which is also crazy because they had only known each other for 2 months before they got married. Like,
and she's a devout Christian.
Yeah, she's a really good
Bible
Christian.
In the backseat.
Yeah.
That's a good title.
Bible in the backseat. Oh, that's really good. That's really good.
Darn it.
Angelina and Palmera are sitting around joking about how they would kill their husbands. And Josh says, as girls do.
Oh, come on. Josh.
And the detective says, yeah, my wife is probably doing it right now.
What? Guys.
I thought it was so funny.
So women sit around, talk about who they are in Sex and the City and how they would kill their husbands and drink martinis?
This is what men think we talk about. I think Josh was kidding. But, I mean, I certainly have had these conversations. My dad talks about how he's going to kill Joni to anyone who will listen. He did a TED Talk in the neighborhood.
But your dad is in a group of girls.
That's true. I don't know how that makes it worse or better.
I think it makes it better. For some reason, the idea of a bunch of when I'm picturing this, I'm picturing the Real Housewives of Orange County.
With martinis.
Vicki Gundelson, Tamara Three Sheets to the Wind, sitting in Cabo talking about how they're going to kill their husbands. And
clinking
Bravo's
their
trying.
Their glasses together.
Yeah. And they're trying, and with long manicured nails, mm-hmm. trying to decide, rubbing lotions.
Ugh.
Trying to decide how.
I hate watching someone put on lotion. The mom on Downton Abbey would always put on lotion,
yes.
and it grossed me out.
It's a private thing. Putting on lotion is a private moment. I agree. Yeah. I would agree with that.
I don't like those commercials with Leslie Mann doing the lotion commercials.
She doesn't put it. Oh, she does put it. Well, also, they're not rubbing. Like, when I rub lotion on my body, my skin doesn't stay where I'm putting it. It moves around.
It's not
so
sensually.
Like, these people are, like, lightly.
Yeah.
That doesn't even, the lotion isn't even going to get rubbed in.
No, it's with their fingertips. They're rubbing it in with just their lightest fingertips. Yeah, no, it's gross.
Are there special models for that? Like, you have a really good arm for lotion?
Probably. Yeah, your skin stays right in place.
All right, anyways, that was a long.
Angelina had told her friend that she's not going to divorce Frank because he has the life insurance and she won't get it if she divorces him. Mm-hmm. Then, strike number three, she tells Palmera one day that she's making a special milkshake for Frank. And Palmera says, oh, is he sick? And Angelina says, not yet.
Palmera, that's Palmera's fault, because you don't drink a milkshake when you're sick. You drink a smoothie, or you bring him a juice, but you don't make someone like a mint chocolate chip milkshake.
What if they had a sore throat?
Then she would say he has a sore throat. If he's sick, he has the flu or a cold. Neither one of those you're drinking milkshakes.
Sore throat is encapsulated in the sick umbrella.
Would you go get a milkshake or a smoothie? Would you go to Jamba Juice or In-N-Out if you had a sore throat?
Honestly, I would do the worst thing for me, which is I go to Starbucks and get a Frappuccino for my throat. I should go to Robex and get a smoothie for my throat because it has vitamins in it. But it has basically the same amount of sugar. So I just like something icy and really cold. My throat hurts.
Yeah, but probably not milky, right?
No, I would probably, I know that dairy's not great for you, so I'd probably get almond milk.
So which makes me think that Palmera, like she said smoothie, and Palmera's like, smoothie's like a milkshake. No, ma'am.
Not the same.
No.
Okay, that's your issue with that. Not the fact that Angelina says, not yet.
No, I mean, I'm sure Angelina said, Angelina thinks she's real cool.
Yeah.
Too. That's irritating.
It is. She's confessing to wanting to kill her husband like multiple times. She's basically begging someone to stop her.
Yeah.
Palmera, step in.
Because I think that it's so far-fetched because it's like, well, that doesn't really happen in real life. That happens in the movies. Well, yeah. Angelina thinks she's living in a movie.
Uh-huh. We just can't figure out which one.
Yeah, seriously.
If someone can think of it, I don't know. It's like an 80s villain, I don't know. Or she thinks she's Snow White, the evil queen, and she's poisoning the apple, like really dramatically. I don't know.
Maybe.
So the detective tells Angelina, we need proof that Chad knew that Frank was going to be at Angel Gate that day, so we'd have his poison all ready. You need to prep your poisons. And so a fax then appears anonymously to the police station, listing an itinerary for that weekend at Angel Gate with Frank's name written in, like really obviously.
That's not suspicious at all.
No.
And but it's not anonymous.
It is technically anonymous in that it doesn't have a name, but there's a cover letter that says, "Detective, why is Chad still free? Like, I sent this to you in the mail, but not sure if you got it. XOXO.
Now, I'm not going to judge you, but I need to ask you a question.
Me? Okay.
Did you send that fax?
No. And in fact, I thought her handwriting was pretty good. I thought it was friendly and feminine.
Friends and listeners and family listening to this episode, Kimberly's penmanship
is fine.
Shocking.
Improving every day.
And looks like it might belong to someone who has potentially murdered someone or has kidnapped something.
I have small hands and it hurts to write sometimes. My hand gets sore after a sentence or two.
Delicate angel.
My hand gets sore. I have carpal tunnel from cross-stitching.
Okay.
It's actually looked so much better. My handwriting has improved so much over the past few years.
You don't have carpal tunnel from cross-stitching. You have carpal tunnel from whatever game it is that you're playing on your phone.
Probably true also. But I could have it from cross-stitching.
You could have it.
And
but
typing. I type a lot.
But also, why didn't she type it? Why did she type that letter? Instead of writing it in huge.
Do you think her handwriting looked like mine? I thought my handwriting looked so much better. Anyone who has become a Patreon and has gotten a sticker or something in the mail,
I apologize.
Bet you were super impressed by how awesome and legible your address was written.
Oh, you're not printing those out?
No, I write them.
Oh. If anyone hasn't received something and was supposed to, it might be because the postman was confused.
I hold my hand is hurt so bad and I'm holding it so right to do each one so that it's legible. I try to make it
neat. Don't fall for it.
I am trying my hardest.
Okay.
Those labels.
All I want to do, I don't want to rake you over the coals for this because I see that you have a lot of excuses. Some valid, some not so much. But I want to do a side-by-side comparison, but you can't look at the fax cover. I'm going to send you what the fax cover says. I want you to write it out because she filled up the whole page with three sentences somehow. It's giant.
Yeah.
Just in case you can't read this.
It does. It's an 8 by 10.5 page paper, and it's literally three sentences that filled up the whole thing.
So I want you to do that. I want you to fill up the page with the sentences I send you, but you're not allowed to look at the facts, and I'm going to do a side-by-side, and we're going to see if you are
I guarantee you
the anonymous sender.
Hers was better than mine, and I thought it wasn't that bad.
They were living in L.A.
I don't know what that means.
It means you could be friends with Angelina, and that's the reason you want to do the episode. This is all a big cover. It all leads up to this. Ugh.
We discuss what Sex and the City characters we are, what kind of oleander you should use to... She's my gal. Now we go to Kohl's to spend our Kohl's cash.
Hashtag Kim and Ange. Hashtag unlucky in love. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm done. Yes. That's it.
Hashtag looking for number five.
Hashtag that girl is poison.
That's my title.
You already used that title before.
I did.
Use that one
again. Girl is poison. Okay, so Mank shows Chad the facts, and it says, "Why isn't Chad arrested yet?" And Chad gets even redder, and he's just flipping out that Angelina wanted him arrested that badly. It is shocking. Now, the detectives go to Angelina, and they finally are ready. They say, Chad couldn't have done this. You're the only one that knew about the poisons, the antifreeze, the oleander, exactly what was in his body. The autopsy also shows that Frank was poisoned right before he died and not on that trip.
Yep.
But Chad had said that Frank looked terrible. So I think she was definitely poisoning him earlier and then gave him a higher dose right before he died.
I think that she was using the oleander and she wasn't able to do it in the dosage that was correct. And so then
the antifreeze.
Didn't they search on her computer or her phone to see if she was Googling poisons?
I don't
oleander,
know.
Oleander dosage?
This was 2000, so...
Oh,
I don't think it was as much with Googling and stuff.
Okay. I don't remember 2000.
I mean, you could search some things. You could ask Jeeves, and Jeeves might tell you some things.
Okay.
So the detective arrests Angelina. She's wearing her PJ bottoms, and she is. It's a black and white video. And the second he arrests her, she starts crying. It's so fake.
Oh, man. It's bad.
She's like, no, I didn't kill my husband.
No.
It's really whiny. It's whiny, which makes it worse.
No, it's really
bad. Didn't get to hear your 911 call, but it better have been intense.
Oh, yeah. Did we not get to hear the 911 call? You're right. I don't think we did. Didn't.
I was waiting for it. I sort of wanted to hear. I don't know.
That's interesting. Now, Angelina is in jail, and she is talking on tape to a cellmate. She is in solitary confinement, and she is on the floor talking through a vent, I guess, to the person in the next cell.
Yeah.
Conspiring to murder Palmera.
Oh, good. Why?
Because she can't shut up and needs to tell everyone her plan, and she somehow thinks that Palmera's testimony will be the most damning.
Why?
I don't know. And also, why does she have to talk about it to everyone she knows? And get yourself a journal. Keep the thoughts to yourself. Journal it out. You don't have to talk about it.
Everyone she doesn't know. She doesn't know this person next door, and she's talking through events to someone she's never seen.
Uh-huh. Yeah, wow. Who turns her in to the cops. And then we start recording it. So she wants to kill Palmera and make it look like a suicide or a robbery gone bad or a boyfriend gone mad. She's a poet and she doesn't know it.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
She's talking about cyanide. It's like she's like, I'm just spitballing. No bad ideas here. Keep them coming. What do you got?
Cyanide. Which, get off the poison train.
Yeah.
She can't.
No.
She's stuck.
That nothing would be more obvious than someone else dying from a poison.
No, but then it would mean that she didn't do it because look at...
Oh, she's in jail.
Jail. I'm not poisoning anybody. Okay.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Oh, sure. My God.
Sure.
So because her name is Angelina and she's both angelic and has the motherly spirit of Angelina Jolie, she tells the prison mate that she'll adopt Palmera's kids after she murders Palmera because she loves the kids so much. She just... doesn't love their mom anymore, which is not how love works.
Wow.
At all. And then she asked the inmate, does that make sense? I love that she's questioning now. She's like, because in my head it makes sense, but killing Frank and blaming it on Chad also made sense to me, and now I'm in jail, so I'm second guessing my own opinions. The detectives decide we are going to scheme this out. We're going to take it to the next level. So before they just had Chad call Angelina, this time they have poor, sweet, dumb Palmera pose as a murder victim. Oy. They put blood on her and they take a picture so Angelina will think that her plan has worked. And they send a undercover guy to the jail pretending to be a hitman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking to Angelina through the glass, and we see the video. And he says, something happened to your friend. Just, again, so 80s, like, villain movie. And Angelina says, who?
Oh, my gosh, Angelina.
Which friend? And then he flashes the picture to her. Like, so, he puts it up on the glass thing.
So it's totally cool to come through security where they pat you down and check all your materials. But he gets in there with two Polaroids of a dead body. What does he say they're for?
What's his spec script.
Oh. We're writing a Lifetime movie together.
Yeah. Maybe he smuggled it up his boo hole.
No, he's fake. He's a undercover.
I know how he got it in. But I don't know how Angelina thinks that he got it in, if he's real.
She's so dumb, she didn't even question it. She's like,
wow. But I don't think the prison people knew that he was fake. I don't think they would have kept the prison in on the loop. They would have just had him sign in as a regular visitor. Don't you think? Maybe. Why have more people knowing about the scam?
So where did he put them? He attached
them. That's what
them,
it's like an actual question that you brought up. I don't know.
Sock?
Do they go through your wallet and everything? Like, do they go maybe through they all of your papers?
Maybe they don't go through your wallet. They were like Polaroids. Paperwork? They were small.
If he had like a ton of paperwork.
Was he wearing a wig?
Did he have it under the wig?
Like under his toupee?
That's a great question. There's a guy got caught smuggling like cocaine under his wig, and it's like a pointed, like a cone head, because there's so much under it.
No, yes, that's not a real thing.
It is. It's
in
really
Florida?
Funny.
Was it Florida?
I honestly hope it's Florida, but I don't think it was. Yeah.
Darn it. Okay.
Yeah. He shows her the picture, and Angelina says, well, I was only kidding. I thought it was all a joke. But then immediately switches.
Wow.
And is all satisfied like a Cheshire cat and mm-hmm. says, I am so ready to go home. I can't wait to get out of here.
With like a wink and a smile to the hitman. Like, hey, you want to take me to Bob's Big Boy?
Hitmen are well paid depending on the location that you're in. They can get anywhere from a bicycle to $100,000. So then it gets worse. Remember now, so Angelina has a child before.
Yeah.
But she also had another child. In 1993, she had a baby who choked on a pacifier and died. Mm. It's terrible.
It's really sad.
Angelina came out on top, though. She sued the pacifier company and got $700,000.
Where's that money?
Don't know. She also got life insurance that she put on her baby.
Come on.
Is that a normal thing to put life insurance?
You need to ask your parents.
On a baby?
I feel like your parents might have had life insurance on you. I know mine wouldn't on me because they're like, good luck. She looks like a weird little bird. Just send her out in the world, and I don't know why she talks with that British accent. Send her back to the hospital from whence she came. But I think your parents maybe have. We should ask them if they had heard of that. I'd be curious. I don't feel like that's a normal thing.
I don't think that's a normal thing.
Maybe it is. And we don't have babies, so I don't know.
Like to cover funeral costs, if God forbid something happens,
yes.
Why would you even be thinking about that?
Exactly. That's why I don't understand. But I mean, there is things like SIDS and stuff. I mean, it does happen.
Oh, of course. But you don't expect it to happen. That like you get life insurance generally as you get older because you expect something to happen eventually.
But is it something that, like, when you're at the hospital and you're, like, checking out and doing all that stuff, there's an insurance specialist that comes in and, like, has a very serious talk with you? Like, I know you really don't want to think about this, but this is an option in case something were to happen.
I would think you were jinxing it.
Like, oh, me too. I mean, that's how people feel about prenups a lot, right?
Right, you're jinxing
it. I want to think my marriage will last.
Even though 50%. So, interesting. Okay, let us know. We don't know.
Yeah.
We now also want to know what limo they were in. Was it the funeral or the wedding?
No, it's a wedding.
Or a prom. Or a quinceanera. Or a bat mitzvah.
I'm done.
So they go to trial. And guess what? They find Angelina guilty of murder.
Yeah.
But they can't find her guilty of Palmera's attempted murder.
And they can't bring up the baby?
They do bring up the baby, but they don't actually try to prosecute her for the baby.
Because it was a pacifier thing, right? She had tampered.
Right, and so she's saying it was the pacifier company's fault. But they bring up the suspicion about it, and then they try to prosecute her for trying to have Palmera killed, but they can't get a verdict on that, which is weird to me.
Why not?
I don't know, because the tapes seem pretty damning to me.
It must be that she never said it, like, flat out. There must be something that she needed to say that she, like,
danced
around.
But she obviously must have gotten the guy money or something. He's not going to do it on spec.
Yeah, I think he did it on spec.
But they had to arrange a price, have a discussion about that, right? I don't know who the guy was. They don't go into who the guy was and if it was a friend of an inmate or something like that.
Yeah.
The judge says, you shall be put to death.
Wow.
He says, shall. And Angelina.
He said shall?
He did. I think he said shall.
Oh, I missed that. Oh, my.
So Angelina is with her like crispy, somehow newly permed hair. Not sure how that happened. She rolls her eyes.
Yeah.
Like she's so over it.
She also can't stop moving. Did you see that?
She's twitching like crazy. And shaking her leg like she's...
But any courtroom shot, they show her and she's like moving, which makes me think...
Drugs.
She's smoking coke. Coke smoking.
In prison?
In the bathroom. Yeah.
So she admits that she made some stupid mistakes, but not murder.
Okay, cool. Sure.
And Mank ends the episode by saying, in the Bible, we are warned that Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. And sometimes he's pretty good at it. It's glorious.
Good
God,
job,
I love Mank. I don't know what our lives would be like without him. But also, if Angelina was so prophetic, she didn't see any of this coming.
Yeah.
I guess not. I guess she wasn't that prophetic. B-roll bonanza.
Yeah.
Poor Chad.
All right. Are you going to talk about his funny walk?
Well, first of all, we see him driving his Kia.
Yeah.
And then there's a shot of him holding a cell phone in a very unfortunate way if he's trying to look non-creepy.
What do you mean?
His hands, it's just his fingertips that are holding the cell phone. Like, he doesn't want his palm to touch the cell phone. Like, he's scared of leaving.
Canker.
He's scared. He's not scared. I don't think he's scared of cell phone cancer, but I guess that could be. It's really an odd, this is what it looks like. And bear in mind, his hands are way bigger than mine. It's like this.
Canker. He's scared of cancer.
Do you see how I'm holding it?
I see it. Yeah.
It's weird.
That's
cup
odd.
It in your hand. Cup it. You got to cup it.
I don't know why he's doing it.
I don't know why I'm saying cup it so much.
Maybe he doesn't. I don't know either. Are you all right? Maybe he doesn't have a, like, usually talk on the
this
cell
was, phone. Oh no, this was current. This is a current episode. It happened a long time ago. So he's should be more used to a cell phone. Anyways, and then there is a scene where he's walking and he's a little stiff with the way he's swinging his arms.
Maybe he has an injury though.
He could have an injury from his time in service and
yes.
God bless him.
Yes,
and
there
God
you go.
Bless the troops. Quotes. I'm all pro troops, always.
I don't know why that always sounds so insincere coming from you. I know you mean it, but
it
sounds so insincere.
I totally
all the
mean
time.
It. I totally I know. Mean it. I know. So, quotes.
Yes.
Mank said, what detectives call getting to know you doesn't feel quite so friendly when you're a potential murder suspect.
Well, that's pretty good.
That's good, right?
I like that one.
Yeah. Did you have any?
I did have a quote.
Okay.
I had. So a weird thing was when she is in her interview, she says, when she's like talking about the insurance, she's like, well, what do? Sleep in my car? And I thought that was really weird. She has no money?
That is odd. She must be the worst at management of money.
This is like
because
the day
she made
after
like $1 million
correct.
7 years earlier.
Which,
and has had a job.
Right.
And married a guy who had a job.
What's up?
Sorry, they're doing, they're like mowing the grass or something outside.
Yeah, is everybody. That you? Oh boy,
apologies.
Sorry, everybody.
Sorry.
Apologies.
Oh my God.
Get it? Because it kicks
yeah,
up
Yeah, no,
pollen.
I got,
okay,
I gotcha.
Yeah, you're welcome. It also
she
sounds
does
like,
have like a Lindsay type of scheme going on with all
the
these
world?
Husbands.
What is that sound? Someone vacuuming the grass? Well,
they're like blowing leaves.
Oh, they're blowing. Can you knock on the window? Excuse me!
And tell the poor, hardworking
yes,
gardener to stop what he's doing so I can
you
podcast.
Need a sign that's written in normal handwriting that says,
I know
recording.
I don't pay you because I live in an apartment building.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's the
but
landlord
can you
that
stop
pays
your
you.
Job?
But can you stop your job in the 95 degree heat and just wait for me
oh,
to
no,
podcast
that's terrible.
More?
Yeah, that's horrible.
That's what
Sorry.
I'll do.
No, don't
that's
do
100%
that.
What I'm going to do.
Don't do it. All right. Anyways.
Guys, we're podcasting in here.
Hi.
Could you stop? Thanks so much.
The other quote that I had was, this goes along with the precious moment I had, which is the daughter of Angelina putting the teddy bear
oh, God.
In Frank's coffin, which was really sad.
So sad.
And the sisters talk about it. But then they say, well, she was a sweet little girl. And the other sister said, oh, she really was. Was?
I think... That was not because she turned out to have to go to Scared Straight.
The ranch.
But
yeah.
Because they just probably don't see her anymore. So
that's
they
sad
were like,
too. Where
they
is
remember
she? Where is
her
the...
as a sad little girl. I mean, a sweet little
Where's
girl.
Where's the daughter?
I bet she's with that husband that we meet, that
yes.
white bald guy number two.
Yes, he seemed nice.
He seemed very nice.
That's good. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
And then the last quote I had was, she tried to kill her friend, killed her husband. Anyone else? To the detective. And the detective, like, without skipping a beat, her baby.
It was so dramatic. It was like a soap opera.
And it's out of nowhere.
It was like a soap opera. Like someone would throw down something and go, and you tried to kill our baby.
Right. I was like, her baby? Jesus. And then I thought, the little girl?
Yeah.
And then it's like, no, she actually did kill another baby. It was really sad.
Yeah, it's terrible. I would say my MVP for the week is that cowboy who turned Angelina down.
Agreed.
He dodged a cyanide bullet.
Sure did.
He's riding horses on the ranch instead of riding clouds in heaven.
Roping clouds in heaven.
Oh, yeah, roping clouds.
Maybe.
Okay.
That's all right.
Titles.
Mm-hmm.
Angelina Gate instead of Angel Gate.
All right. Okay.
Angelina and Devils. Angels and Devils. No, if you have to explain it.
No, I said Angels and Devils for a serious title. That could have been the title of this episode was Angels and Devils because we had both.
Every time a bell rings, an Angelina goes to prison.
That's excellent.
It's not that good.
I think that's really good.
No.
And timely. It is the holidays. Oh, wait.
It's not. No.
Just kidding. It's good.
What about the Angelina of Death?
There we go. That's good.
Okay. And then my best one.
All right.
What's your poison?
Oh, that's good.
Because they didn't know. And they were asking.
That's really good. I'm writing that down.
Okay. I don't know why. Still.
Just in case.
Doesn't lead anywhere.
All right. What about As Girls Do? As a serious title.
As girls do.
How about Olean Death? That's bad. Hold on. A Poisonous Relationship. Okay. Kimberly Might Be the Killer. Alternative title, Killer Handwriting.
Not true.
Killer Handwriting. And then in parentheses, Nothing But the Facts. F-A-X.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Okay, we could do that.
Actually, at my old work, our fax cover letter said, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts.
Oh, that's cute. I like that.
It's a pun.
Thank you. Thank you for that explanation. All right, how about this? Oleanding a husband.
Okay.
I feel like that was good.
I see that, yeah.
Okay, that's it.
I like it. Yeah, we're running out of time, but I did want to say, I knew that Whidbey Island was in Washington. I re-listened to it. I clearly just said Florida by accident because I say, oh, you're right. It's not where Punta Gorda is. It's in Florida, but Punta Gorda and Florida are the same place. Punta Gorda is in Florida. So I clearly was trying to say, oh, it's not in this place. It's in this place, Washington. Instead, I say, so I did misspeak, but I did know. That's the important part. But thank you for all of those who have corrected me. It's super appreciated.
I'm glad. What does your shirt say? It's been driving me nuts. I see adult.
I have decided that I no longer want to be an adult. If you need me, I'll be in my blanket fort coloring.
Did you make that?
I did not make this meme, but I may have put it on a shirt.
Did you put it on a shirt?
Yeah.
Would you wear a shirt that said, I'm a Samantha?
No, absolutely not.
What about a shirt that said, who is Samantha? Who's
that's
a Samantha?
More likely. Yeah. What does that mean?
Mr. Big is my spirit animal? Is that a thing? Okay,
I think he was a jerk, too.
I think he's a jerk.
I think he was a jerk, too.
Sorry.
I think he's the dream guy that didn't treat her well. So let's, like...
In the movie, he turns out at the end to be okay. I think he comes back or something, but he does ditch her at the wedding in a fabulous Vivian Westwood dress. Ugh. She's in the dress. Yeah, it's
And then
confusing.
She forgives him, of course.
No, but it takes a minute. It takes to the very end of the movie, and he comes back, I think, with a shoe? Something about
like
a
Cinderella?
Shoe.
Cinderella?
Yeah, like Cinderella. He comes back with a, whatever, the Manolo Blahnik, this blue shoe.
I hope we're not isolating all of our fans who love Sex and the City, but
I need you to really
look at the writing on that show and then reevaluate your choices.
No, because then they're going to reevaluate their choice with this podcast. I do a lot of puns.
Great point. And I am not funny. So great point.
Yeah, don't say it. Okay.
Maybe there's a big crossover. between liking both. Maybe that's why I don't like listening to our show. That's it. That's why I don't like listening to us. Because we are Sex and the City. Oh, I figured it out. Okay. Thanks for listening if you haven't turned off already.
No!
Follow us on Instagram, Twitter.
And please leave a review on iTunes. A good review. Five stars.
And don't be like, there's that stupid, stupid, hardworking gardener out there. don't be like, my iPod broke, couldn't listen. 1 star. Because that's BS, Linda.
That's mean. Please don't do that, Linda. Put your phone down, Linda.
My internet went down and AT&T said it'll take 2 days to repair. One star for a date with Dateline. Because I couldn't listen.
Because I'm sure they're terrible.
But I won't know because my internet's down.
Because I don't trust them.
And I can't find AT&T's page to leave them a 1 star. So I'm going to leave it for all the podcasts I will never listen to. Don't do it. Don't I got my headphones wet. 1 star.
I tried to listen underwater. 1 star.
It didn't work. It's their fault.
My shower radio's broken. 1 star.
I've been too busy to listen. 1 star. My boss scheduled me for too many hours and now I can't listen. 1 star. I really love them, but I just don't have time to listen, so I'm giving them 1 star. We love you guys. Consider becoming a Patreon because it supports us every day doing this podcast. All the episodes that everyone gets for free are only because we have our Patreons supporting us every month. So consider joining.
And I also think there's some good cutting room floor that's coming out.
And we keep adding, yes, bonus content of nonsense of us talking more if you need more of that, which I think you're getting a lot of, but some people seem to want more. So don't watch alone. Watch with your Oleander tea.
Watch with your backseat Bible. Is that a song? Brooks and Dunn? But definitely watch for our new commercials coming soon about our new A Date with Dateline service that will help you prep for your interview. That's coming soon.
Blinking 101.
Yeah. We're open to ideas on that.
Oh, 100%.
Course ideas. We need a lot of courses starting at $29.99.
It's like those learning annex classes.
Yes, exactly. And then the more hands-on they are, the more expensive they are. So they go up to $399.99.
If you want Katie on set to like adjust your tie or make sure you don't have a water spot on your shirt, like that reporter.
To be like watching in the viewfinder.
That costs more.
Yeah. Yeah. That's gonna cost.
It's gonna cost you, but it's worth it.
But Subway will cater. Okay.
Bye, everybody. Bye. Oh, my mom's calling me.
Hi, Joni.
Hello, you're on the podcast.
Hi, Joni.
She said there's a delay. Stay on it.
She's not. No. Hey, hello. She's just not.
Construction ahead.
So, Joni, hello.
I don't think she knows she's calling you.
I don't know if my phone's speaker's on.
She doesn't know if her phone's. Yeah, Joni, hello.
Oh my goodness.
Joni, are you there?
Joni, we're on a time crunch.
Hello?
Yeah, but Kimberly?
Yes, that's who you called.
Yes, hi, sweetie. It says Figueroa Street. We can get off on Figueroa.
Okay.
Oh, that's over there. Well, we're stuck in a huge traffic jam. That's what I wanted to tell you.
Okay, I'm still recording the podcast. You're on it right now.
Oh, hello, everybody.
See how nice her voice gets?
Listen to A Date with Dateline. Kimberly and Katie are the very, very, very best.
They're already listening. Technically, they're already listening, really.
Oh, good.
Keep listening.
I can't wait for this newest one to come.
Well, that's why we're recording it right now.
I get it. I totally get it. We're stuck in traffic. That's why I called Kimberly.
Okay.
Are they coming to you right now?
We're going to be lucky enough
to see
her
my aunt.
Eventually. Oh. But it might be 5 days if we end up in Hawaii. I don't know. But we'll make it there eventually.
Okay.
Bye, listeners. Bye, honey.
Bye. Okay. Well, that was exciting.